Hey, good morning, Hidden Creek, and welcome from the sanctuary. It's a pretty quiet day. Traffic was light. I could pick any parking spot in the lot that I wanted. And there are lots and lots of open seats here in the sanctuary. My original plan was to do a live broadcast at 10 o'clock. At 10 o'clock, there might be some folks that are arriving for prayer, and I thought maybe it would be better if I pre-recorded this and then posted it around 10. And so I want to welcome you. I do hope you found a comfortable place to sit. Maybe you've already grabbed your Hidden Creek coffee mug and you filled it with a nice drink. Over the next few minutes, I want to share from God's Word several truths that could encourage us as some of us are maybe being quarantined or could enter into quarantine in the days ahead. I want to pray for you. And I want to update you on the way that life and ministry at Hidden Creek and through Hidden Creek will change in the days and perhaps the weeks ahead. None of us could have anticipated the degree to which our lives have been altered. Your lives have been put on hold and interrupted in the past week. We had last week, as we gathered, an awareness of the COVID-19 virus, and we knew that it would possibly make life more difficult, but none of us imagined how quickly the panic would spread, how quickly the information would spread, and how quickly announcements were made that limited the things that we could do. On TV and on the radio and on the internet, we're inundated with facts and statistics and information about how people are being affected by the virus worldwide. In the midst of all of this, in the midst of all the panic and chaos that's happening in some places, in the midst of the turmoil in our own lives, we can be at peace in life because of Christ's presence with us. There are so many factors that can threaten this peace: finances, food, health, concern about loved ones, concerned about family in far-off places, concerned about our daily connection with people. All of those things threaten our peace. But in the midst of this, you and I can be at peace because the presence of Christ is with us. In the midst of this, we can know that God is with us, and through Christ, He walks through this with us, and He indwells us by His Holy Spirit, giving us the power to make good decisions as we serve and as we minister to each other. Throughout Scripture, in the Old Testament and New, and we know this from our experience with God, throughout Scripture, God is in control in all circumstances, and He's present with us through them. If you have your Bible, and I hope it's handy, open up to Psalm 46. Psalm 46 is one of those go-to psalms during times of difficulty and struggle. And here we find a great statement of God, about God, and how He's with us in good times and bad. Psalm 46 says, and I'm just going to read selected verses from this chapter. I'm not going to read the entire chapter. But Psalm 46, verse 1 says, God is our refuge and strength, an ever-present help in time of trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, though the earth give way and the mountains fall into the heart of the sea, though its waters roar and foam and the mountains quake with their surging, the Lord Almighty is with us. The God of Jacob is a fortress. He says, be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted in the nations. I will be exalted in all the earth. The Lord God Almighty is with us. In the midst of this, you and I can be at peace because Christ's presence is with us. I want to give you three truths that we see in this psalm, three truths that we know to be true from Scripture. And the first is this: followers of Jesus have always had to be innovative and creative in the ways that they connect during difficult times. This is one of those times. We will have to care for and serve our community in creative ways. We'll have to look for ways to build relationships through distance as we connect with each other through mail, through email, through social media, through phone calls, through limited contact. And I pray that God allows us to make the most of every opportunity to serve the people around us. The things that we're facing are new to us, but God knew that they were coming. God has always sustained his people and positioned us to bless the people around us with the hope and the love of Christ that we've experienced. And as we serve the people around us, our prayer is that they will see his love at work in us and that we'll be able to share our faith with them. Ephesians 5, 15 and 16 tells us to be very careful how you live, not as unwise, but as wise, making the most of every opportunity because the days are evil. Followers of Jesus have always had to be creative and innovative in the way that they reach out during difficult times. Making the most of these circumstances will require us to listen carefully to the Holy Spirit so that we can balance the tightrope walk between courage and wisdom. Throughout church history, Christians have cared for others during times of plague and famine and war and disaster, the types of things that we're experiencing right now. Now, here's what I mean. When we look back at history, we know that life has been tough and that we experience the consequences of sin and suffering. All of us have experienced that. And if we were able to have a bird's eye view of all of history, and we would be able to see the difficulty throughout history, we would find this huge wave ebbing and flowing throughout time of plague and famine and war and natural disaster and violence and all of those things. Looking back in history too, we can see a huge, massive wave of Christ followers rising to meet the evil and the sickness and the pain and the suffering in this world. At this time, in this moment, there is a great wave of disease and fear and insecurity. And Jesus has given us the opportunity as a church to rise and meet those challenges with courage and compassion, with the love, the ministry, the message of Christ. And we do this so that others' suffering might be eased and so that they might know the love and the care of the Savior. This takes courage. It's one of the things that God has called us to creatively and innovatively look for ways to reach out to one another and our community. The second truth is that the building doesn't define the church. This building is a beautiful building, built in the mid-60s by people within our church. Some of the ancestors of those builders continue to go to church here today. This is a beautiful building, but it's just a building. It's not the church. When Jesus said in Matthew 16, verse 18, "I will build my church and the gates of hell will not be able to succeed or prevail or overcome it," Jesus wasn't talking about a building. He was talking about you and me, the church. We've been talking about that for several weeks, how God has brought us together as a church and how God has the church collectively around the world as his representation here on earth. You and I are the church. The church is a living, breathing, worshiping, serving, giving organism that is not confined to a building or a space. It's alive and it's on the move. It's living through you. In the last few weeks, we've been talking about the impact that we have locally and regionally and nationally and globally. We've talked about the way the Church of Christ has made impact both near and far. We know that together we are the church, and the church does not cease to exist when we're not able to meet. In fact, the beauty of the church is accentuated in times like this because we find new ways to reach out and to love, to give the mercy and grace of Jesus to others, and to be gospel talkers as we do it. In the midst of this, you and I can be at peace because Christ's presence is with us. A third truth is that God knew this was coming, and he knows the worry and the anxiety that you may feel about life today and in the days ahead. And through faith in Christ, we can know that God is with us. He's an ever-present help in time of trouble. And there's nothing that catches him by surprise. Look back at Psalm 46. Psalm 46, verses 10 and 11. He says, "Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted above the nations. I will be exalted in the earth." The Lord Almighty, Scripture says in verse 11, the Lord Almighty is with us. Verse 10 could be translated, if we were to have a translation of our own this morning. Scripture says, "Be still and know that I am God." It might be translated for us this morning, "Settle down. Quiet your hearts. Let the panting, let your breathing slow down. Take a breath and be at rest, knowing that our God is God." This God is with us. He's the God who created us. He's the God who came for us through Christ. And he's the God that lives in us by his Holy Spirit. God knew that this was coming. And perhaps he's prepared us to respond in strong ways to our community. God has blessed us with this great food distribution ministry. And close to 80% of the food that we distribute in the community is provided through the Thurston County Food Bank and other agencies. God is using these resources, letting them funnel through Hidden Creek so that they might be given in the name of and with the love of Jesus. I believe that God has called us to reach out in creative and innovative ways as we face the days ahead. I believe that you and I have the opportunity to live as the church in our community. And I believe that God has plans for us to give us greater opportunities for impact as we live in his presence. We can live at peace in this life because of Christ's presence and because of his love for us. Let me pray for you, and then I want to update you on some of the changes at Hidden Creek. Jesus, in these brief moments, my prayer to you is that we will have experienced your Holy Spirit's voice. I ask, Father, that you would take the simple and ageless and timeless and powerful words of Psalm 46 and allow them to be a reminder to us in the days ahead that you are with us. I pray that you would spark in our imaginations, that you would inspire within our hearts new ways to reach out to one another and to connect with our community. I pray for safety over your people. I pray for safety over lost people. And I ask, Jesus, that you would give wisdom to men and women and boys and girls who are serving each other during this tough time. I ask, Father, in the days ahead, that you would watch over the ministries that you've entrusted to us. I pray that you would continue to surprise us with the resources you give us, both financially and materially, and through people, power, energy, volunteers, that you would show us through this time that you're resourcing us so that we might continue to have a strong impact for the world. In your name I pray, amen. Well, let me tell you a little bit about what's coming up in the days ahead. When the administrative team met on this last Thursday night, we met for prayer and discussion and planning for about 3 hours. And we concluded that until we know more about the virus and until we get the go-ahead from our state, our governmental officials, that a number of our gatherings will be suspended. This includes life groups. Boy, I love life group ministries that take place. I love how we are tight in community. We eat, we fellowship, we laugh together, we cough, we sneeze, we do all kinds of things together. And for a while, our life group ministries will need to be suspended until this passes. That includes Women of Purpose and Bible Strong Men's Breakfast, Prime Timers. And I'm sure the decision's been made that this year we're not going to have our Easter breakfast together. That doesn't mean we won't have an Easter breakfast at some point in the future in the years ahead. But this year, we think that it's wise to not have that in place on Easter morning. My hope is that all of this will pass within a week or two, maybe three, and that by Palm Sunday and by Easter Sunday, we'll be able to gather to celebrate in a new way with a new appreciation the resurrection power of Jesus. During this time, there are lots of opportunities for prayer. Many of you are connected on Facebook and other forms of social media. Some of you email prayer requests to the church, prayer@hiddencreek.org. And we want to be praying for you and you be praying for each other as we deal with the Corona-19 virus. Now, that said, none of us that I'm aware of in our congregation have contracted the virus. I think that all of us are safe so far, but we do need to pray for each other. As you know, there are a number of folks in our congregation that have very fragile health. And so we want to do our best to guard and to be careful about exposing them to any viruses that we might be carrying and don't know about it. I also want to ask you to pray for our international workers as they serve in places far from home. They're getting news about what's happening in their families and in their communities in the United States, while at the same time working with and caring for and praying for folks in their country who are suffering greatly from the virus. Pray, too, that we'll have opportunities as a church to build bridges of trust that can stand or bear the weight of truth when we share the good news of Jesus, and that those bridges would lead to faith relationships with Christ. Don't forget your scripture memory. You might have a little time on your hands, and so pull out your bulletin from last week or open your Bibles to John 6:36, the great words of Jesus: "Whoever comes to me will never go hungry, and whoever believes in me will never be thirsty." What a great promise for life during this time. And then the passage from Isaiah 40, verse 8. "The grass withers and the flower falls, but the word of God endures forever." I'm so grateful for God's word and the chance that we have, the opportunity we have as a congregation to memorize these passages together. Now, about our food distribution on Wednesdays. After careful consideration and talking to Thurston County Food Bank, we have at this point decided to continue with our food distribution, but it's going to happen a little differently. Usually, our distribution takes place on the 200 level. That's our entry level of the church. We're moving it all down to the fireside room for the next few weeks so that we can prepackage food and pass it to the folks as they arrive through the back door. That way, our guests won't have to come in and mingle with one another with the potential of spreading the virus to one another. I'm thankful this is one of the creative and innovative ideas that came out of discussion of how we could continue to serve the community. Thurston County Food Bank has committed to us that they will provide all the food we need as we distribute goods and resources to the community. And with that, if you are hungry, or if you know of someone in the community, if you have a neighbor that's hungry, please, please, please contact me so that I can connect you with people who can help or provide you with resources so that you can reach out with love. Lastly, connect with each other through email, by phone call. Connect with one another so that our community continues to have this strong sense of unity, even though we're separated. And now may you be blessed by the words of Jesus. Jesus said, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey my commands." And Jesus gives us this promise, "And surely I am with you always, even to the end of the age." We can experience the peace of Christ in this life because Christ is present with us. May God bless you as you love him and as you lead others to faith in him.